Good. Starting the new Sugi in Haman base. Excuse me. Nos Nehiva Omer who? Kalinsky this year. Yep. Kalinsky Kalinsky has many things in the yeshiva. Of the many things he does, he helps Talmidim find the right shear. So show your proficiency. Okay? If you show Kalinsky that you're on top of the material, so we'll keep the riffraff out of this year. So, okay. So the Gemara says, "Tana Rabbana, Teisef." This is the second Teisef in the Masechta. Keitzad v'kesev nosam lo kesev v'yishov v'kesev. The Omar Loriat mekudeshesli harat mureshesli harayat lila into harizum mekudeshes. So the Lashonis we'll discuss later on. Avol hi shenosna v'omra hi hareini mekudeshes l'cha hareini mureses l'cha hareini l'cha li'intu. To get all the right Lashonis, eina mekudeshes. So she says all the right Lashonos. Avol hi shenosna v'omra hi. But l'chara, the problem is, why is not a good kinyan? Not good kiddushin? Right? L'chara, there's no kinyan over here. Right? If you look at the Tosfos v'Hazaken, he says very simply, Nosan lo kesef shekein derech alekeach v'omer loshen shekona d'chsiv ki'ikach v'loi shekiach es atzmai v'loi silokach ishalish. Right, L'chor Rashi says the same thing. D've'inen ki'ikach ish. Goes to the Raisa. Where's the makor of the din de Raisa? Where have we seen this din de Raisa? Where? No? Was that? Yitzrich and Dalamid Beis. Right, the Gemara says, why do we have two makoras? Where do we have the Yotzachina main Tosef and also Kikach Kicho Kicho? The Gemara says the last line of the Sugi Dalmud Beis, Ihi Heicha, if I'd only have a Yotzachina, have a Yemina Heicha de Yave Ihi Lidi Dei, Viki Dashtoi, Viki Dei Sheisoi, Havi Kiddushe, Kosa Rachmona, Kikach Veloi Kisikach. Where else did we have the Limud? Beis Amid Beis, right in the back, in recesses of your memory, right? Beis Amid Beis, Omer Rab Shimon, there was a Braisa. The Tanya Rab Shimon Omer, Bimal Omer Atoira Ki Kach Ish Isha, Veloi Kosam Ki Silo Kach Isha Le Ish. Mibnei She Darko Shal Ish Lachzor Al Isha. Vein Darko Shal Isha Lachzor Al Ish. Moshe Lo Odom. Rab Shimon is famous for what? What's Rab Shimon Shita? Shimon Shaswai Shita, Darish Tama Dikra. So L'chaira, this is part of that Mahalach of Darish Tama Dikra. Now, what's the Hezra Dover? Was it, why, in other words, Rav Shimon is explaining why did the Torah, why did the Rebbeinu Shel make it a one-way kinyan? Why is it Kigach Ish L'Isha? We have to begin, but as far as we know until now, Ishus, the Torah is Mechadish Adin. Torah is Chiddush, and Rambam Aleph Aleph is that Nisuin has to begin with, no, that Ishus has to begin with the Maisa Kinyan. All right, so whatever Hezbar Dover we're going to give. Give it greater gravitas. But who says the Kenyan has to be? A Kenyan is a Kenyan. Right? So the Torah, so Reb Shimon is explaining, why is this Kenyan have to be Me'isha, Me'ish Le'isha? Why couldn't it be Me'isha Le'ish? The Kenyan is a Kenyan. So Reb Shimon gave a Darish Tama Dikra. Mimnesha Dark Yishalish Lachzer Al Isha. Right? In other words, the Rav Shimon is saying, we can discuss this another time, when we discuss Tamid Dikro, we can discuss exactly what Rav Shimon, what's he saying? Dark Ushlish. The Torah is, what would you say? Al-Regalachas? With Hezbar Dover, Shad Dark Ushlish? Why is that in Mazbir Adin?
Societal norms.
So it sounds like that the Torah is being Ma'alas, famous Mesha Chochma. We discussed this in Hilchos Sukkah. Right? Meshech Chochma says there are two. You can take all of halacha and divide it up in two categories. Those mitzvahs which run contrary to human nature and try to break human nature, and those mitzvahs which try to elevate human nature. So L'chor Reb Shimon is saying, Kiddushin was phrased in such a way, gives it a way that it's mala. It raises human nature. It's darker shalisha anyways after alisha. So now we're taking the dark going and being mala. All right, for a different time. Now, so we have the makor kikach ish isha veloy kisikach. No, so therefore, omar hu nasanu v'omar hu. Where there's, it's clear that is a kiyikach. When it's nasan hi v'omar hi, then it's clear that even though it's l'shem kiddushin, obviously if it's a matana ba'alma, nothing to talk about. But even l'shem kiddushin. The Torah said, "Ki yikach." Good. Maskif l'ra papa. Maskif l'ra papa. Tama de nosan hu v'omar hu. Ha nosan hu v'omar hi eina mekudeshes. Eima seif aval hishin nosna loy v'omar hi. Loy ave kedushin tama de nosna hi v'omar hi. Ha nosan hu v'omar hi. Have kedushin. No, Gemara says that the Rashan Seifa, the inference of the Rashan Seifa are says of each other. Right? What's the din going to be with Nosna Hiva Omra, Nosan Huva Omrahi? Right? Nosan Huva Omrahi. The fourth case of Nosan Hiva Omrahu, what's the din?
It's not even
listed. Why not?
Doesn't even get off the ground.
One of the Rishonim
says that it's not even.
Okay. Alright, so the Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say, because what's that talk about? If the Iker is the giving of the Kiddushin, so if she's giving it, ain't no mal daber. But Tosfos says, and you say in the run as well, that the reason why it's not quoted is the loy psika. What does loy psika mean? Lepsikim does not that you cannot give a halacha chad b'chalak. You can't put it in one sifah shulchan aruch. That was going to be a bamed bar mamur, right? Because of the sugya of adam chashuv. Adam chashuv means that if I give a gift to somebody, so very often I get hanav from accepting the gift. I give a gift and I want my painting hanging in the palace. I want my painting hanging in the museum. So who gains by the museum accepting my gift? So the painter gains, he gets fame, right? So the museum gets the gift, but the painter gets the handoff. So the Gemara says that nosnahi, the varma will depend. If it's mamash and nosnahi, he's not an adam choshev, she's getting no handoff, and no malo, there's no Kedushin's in the Kedushin's going in the wrong direction, obviously. In other words, it's not a. But if it's Nosna Hiva Omruwa and it is a Dover Adam Choshev, so then it could be a good Kiddushin. But both of these, both Mahalchim, both all the Rishonim agree in principle that what? What's the in print? There is a case of Nosnahi, which is going to be good because it really isn't Nosnahi. It really is Nosanhu. Correct? But in a real Nosnahi, where it's amply clear that she is getting nothing. So what's the din? Was that nothing? Now is that the darshan from Kiyikach? Yeah. It is darshan. So what's our brisa adding then? So if Kiyikach just means was that
the actual giving is Kiyikach.
The Gemara said before, Kosem Rachmana Kevan Hecha Diyav Ihi Lididei V'Kidesh Oso V'Kidsho Isai. That is not key. We have, the kinyan has to come from her. Kinyan has to come from the chosen. Correct? So the din deraisa will clearly exclude a case where the woman is giving the money and he's the receiver. That's a matana b'yama. Can't be kiddushin. Good. So the case of nosan hu v'omar hu, that's kiyikach. Right? The case of Nosnahi v'omri kli not kisikach. The case of not kikach. Case of omra nosnahi v'omarhu. It'll just follow the rules. No chiddush over there. Either she's getting something and it's kiddushin, or she's not getting anything. It's not kiddushin. Off mikikach. What's the one case the Gemara wants to analyze? Nosnahi the nosanhu v'omrahi. All right, nosanhu v'omrahi. So the Gemara says nosanhu. The one case that there might be that we're not sure. So that case is addressed in a contradictory fashion from the two parts of the brisa. Correct? And the emes is that if the brisa would have left out the seifa, we would have more knowledge than if the brisa included the seifa. Correct? If without the seifa, we would have known all four halachas. Now there's a seifa. So the Gemara says that's Rav Papa's at kafta, his kasha. So at the last of the wide lines, the Gemara says reisha davka sefer kadi nosva, right? Be medayik from the reisha. The sefer is just to finish things up. Sefer is for aesthetic reasons, right? I'm a one liner. Mila did the rasa. Who remembers a one liner Mishnah? Two lines you'll remember, all right? Maybe some non goodbyes. Whatever kadi nosva. It was the style. It was better style to finish up. So Gemara says that does not accept that. V'toni sefer milsa d'sos l'reisha. Kadi nosva means that you have an additional line for stylistic reasons. But kadi nosva, which is now going to yield a different din, impossible. Can't be. So now the Gemara says l'hachi komar. We have to have an understanding of why the sefer is there. As it looks right now, the sefer is only there to cause trouble. As it looks around and says, only they can give us a steerer. Right? We should be able to say, that the husband has to give the kiddushin. Good. The wife gives the kiddushin nothing. The wife gives the kiddushin if he gets something from the right, it'll be something. No, and what will be the din of nosan he, nosan hu, the umra he? If we wouldn't have a sefer, was that? We'd say it doesn't work. Based on what? He's giving kesef, he's giving kiddushin. Was that?
The mira wasn't
from him. So who said you needed a mira?
The reisha. That's
when we died from the reisha. But how did the reisha get this din? It says kiikach.
Rashi means the book. Terech elokeach. Rashi says you have to have a washer and you also have to have a meditate.
What does Rashi say that? Which
the
Imam is referring to? Oh, so that's the Gemara. That is the Gemara's Lashon. Right? To both parts. So now the Gemara says, let's go back to the Gemara then. El Hachi Ka'amar. This is how to learn Pshat. Nosan hu va'omar hu. Pshita. to have a kiddushin. Now pshita means I need a pasuk. Pshita means without a pasuk. Elohi gomer nasanu v'omer pshita to have a kiddushin. Nasanu v'omer he nasa kimi shenasni v'omer he v'lav a kiddushin. Now the Gemara is saying, how do we pshat tesefta? The tesefta is not a kadei nosva. There's a chiddush in the tesefta. The sefer is giving us a chiddush, which I would not know without the sefer. All right. In fact, the way the Gemara is saying it, the reisha is a dara poshut. I don't need the tesefta for the reisha. That's pshita. I'm assuming right now that it's based on kiyikach. I have a pasuk kiyikach. Kiyikach means kiyikach shisha. To be the pasuk. What does it mean? It means husband does the kinyan. Why would I assume she does the kinyan? Kiyikach shisha. He does the kinyan. Okay. Now, Nasanu v'Amri. Amrihu, fine. He does the kinyan. Right? He explains what he has in mind. He explains he's not giving a matana. It's not a gift. It's not stam sivloinais. It's not just an engagement gift. He explains this is kiddush. Good. So now, the Gemara says, but what happens if nos sanhu the omrahi? So what does the Gemara say? Was that? No, that's the second lashon, first lashon. So what do we? So the Gemara is saying that the sefer comes to give me a din. What's the din?
Meaning
that anything
that doesn't match the
Reisha
is like this. Meaning is like the
Seifa,
and it's like
so. That's pshat and
nasa
kimi.
Yeah, there's no middle stage.
There's no. What do you mean no middle stage?
Meaning like you might think that there's a difference. Like nasnihi v'amrihi, that's the worst you can have. Nasnihi v'amrihi is the best, but maybe like if there's a middle stage, nasnihi.
So when the Gemara says nasa kimi,
no nasnihi v'amrihi. As soon as you mess up, as soon as you don't do the nesina or the mira, it's just as bad as the worst case scenario.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to thinking that no, like if there's nasa new bomber, then there might be reason to think that that's a better kind of.
There might be reason to think that's vados, or that's a suffix.
It's a
habamina.
But you could have made that drasha.
Hold on, the rashba. It's a habamina, but what would we have said? In other words, if you only had the ratio, what would we have said about the din of nosan huva omrahi? No?
You would have made that drasha without the sefer.
What would I say?
The sefer also, you would have said, okay, anything that's not the ratio is automatically no good. Why
do
you need the
safer? So then you have not advanced the pshat and sugya,
exactly.
Right? So you cash it.
It's rejecting that svara could have been said without the safer.
Right, and therefore the safer says.
And therefore the safer has to be adding something.
Right. So what's it rejecting?
Yeah.
What's it rejecting?
Binny's approach.
Rejecting it. Okay. Binny's approach would have been no avada or safek.
Was that? You probably would have interpreted Kiyika differently. You probably would have known Vada. That's going to work. Kiyika isn't saying that there needs to be an Asina and a Mira. It's just saying that there needs to be a Kiyika, which includes the Asina.
Cougar, what are you saying?
So the ratio implies that the Asina and the Mira are in Kiyika, like Rashi said on Gimel on the base. But then comes the safe, but to imply that a partial way might work, that that Natan Ubamahi might work from the Seifa, so that implies now that the Emira might not be part of Kika.
So what does the Seifa tell me then?
But the Seifa tells you that maybe Kika, only the man needs to do the Nesina, and anyone can do the Emira.
No, the Seifa says.
There's no good, implying that if the man does one thing and the woman does another thing, it might be good.
It might be good. So let's read on.
It is good.
No, or maybe you could say that
the Viva Yesema, Nosanuva Omrahu Mikudeshes. Nosniva Omrahi and Mikudeshes. Nosanuva Omrahi Svekahi. Vachaishinim in the Rabbana. What is the Chiluk the two Lishonis? No, Aaron, what do you say?
The Stira of the Diukim is intentional to tell you that the din is a suffix.
That's the reish. That's the first and the second.
That's
the Lishna Basra. Is it okay? What's the Lishna Kama?
Lishna Kama is that the problem in the Gemara was not that it was Kedei Nazva, it was that there's a stira. So the Lishna Kama is saying it is Kedei Nazva, but it's not a stira because this is what the Sefer means. And really,
don't get so fancy. The Gemara, let's say, rejects Kedei Nazva. All right. So the Gemara says, so what do we learn? I mean, saying the same thing. He's just not so fancy. What's the Gemara saying in Lishna Kama? No, what did you say, Yoni?
I was going to say that maybe the Gemara is adding a new read to the Braisa.
Adding a what?
A new read to the Braisa.
Good, okay.
The Gemara still.
What's the chiluk between the Seifa and the Reish, between the two Lashonos?
I have to say this.
You don't have to say that, right? Right? Now, the second Lashon is saying.
But it's a valid
halva, meaning that
it could
work. A valid halva,
yeah.
So what's the Reish saying? What's the first chiluk say? The first approach to the Tesefta?
There's no
question. Okay, right. So that's, again, so inside. The Gemara says, Nosan hu, the Omrahi, Nasa kemisha nosni va Omrahi. In other words, the Gemara is saying the purpose of the Seifa is to give you, is to tell you that this is Vaday Didin. That's not a Sufik. Iba yisema nosanu va Omrahi kin mukudeshes, nosni va en mukudeshes. Is the purpose of the Sefer to teach you it's a Sofek, or the purpose of the Sefer to teach you that it's a Vaday Din? The Gemara says that's the two Lashonos. We have, at first glance, you have an unnecessary Sefer. Gemara says it's not unnecessary. Alright? So that you can disagree with Adam. But the Gemara is saying that the purpose of the Sefer can go in one of two ways. Either the purpose of the Sefer is to tell you that the din, that when this one case that we have a valid havam in it, that might be good, right? And that is Nosan who, he's doing the kinyan. So it looks like it should be good. But the Omer, she's giving the interpretation. So you have one case which, so the first approach is that the purpose of the safe is to tell you, Nasa Kimi, that Alpi din, we are passing, the din is no good, nothing happened, not a kiddushin, nothing. All right? He gave money, he got a beautiful ring. She told him which ring to get, right? But, Omri, so she messed up the Maisa kiddushin. She got the ring, and she messed up the Maisa, but she's not married. Not, maybe she's married, we think she is. So, Omri, nasa uvamik nasa kimi, it's as if. What's pshat? It's as if. Is it only a din? Or is the Gemara giving us a hezver? The Tesefta goes out of its way to say a sefer. It goes out of its way to say nasa kemisha nos nahiva omrahi. It's tantamount to kisika kisiloka. So is it just telling me a din? And we have to figure the hezver? Or is the sefer giving me a hezver for the din? Second approach is that the purpose of the Tesefta, the Sefer, is to create an ambiguity. We should know it's a Safek. Correct? Two Lashonos. So now we have to understand what is the difference between what's the difference in understanding? In one din, one Maisa, one event. Hold on, one event. The event is, he gets the ring, he's Gevaldik Achasa, that's what he's supposed to do. She ends up, he's a quiet kind of guy, doesn't say much. And she blurts it out. She says, "Ani mukadesh es lecha." Right? What's the din there? So the first man, though, the first approach, l'loshen rishon is nothing happened. Nothing happened. Nasa kimi. Right? Obviously means it's a violation of what pasuk? It didn't satisfy kika. Second man, number says, "Sveikei." V'chayishin mid rabbanon. Now, what's pshat sveikei v'chayishin mid rabbanon? What's pshat? Rashi says they need to get. They need to get misofek? Yeah. Okay, so sveikia here. Now, what's bothersome about that phrase? What's midrabbanan? What is midrabbanan? Correct? Sveikia here, misofek de raisa. She needs to get a sofek de raisa. Can she marry a kohen after this get?
No.
No? So what's pshat sveika he v'chayishin lo midrabbanon? What are the two malchim? Go ahead. Are you?
Midrash says she's not mukudeshes, but chasal v'choishes.
Okay, and that is quoted in the Ran. And what's the other mahalach? What's that? A little bit more. No, what's the other man? What's the other mahalach? Whoa. What's the other mahalach? One mahalach is, what's the first mahalach? The what?
It's
nothing. In Chazal, we're choishish. Right? In other words, and what's the second mahalach? That it's a... No, that it's a sovik deraisa. And probably the word derbanan either wasn't there, or to figure it out, either we'll have to say what Adam is saying, that it's a sovik deraisa is osamid rabbanon, or we'll have to say that it's a different gersa. What is the essential distinction between the two lishonos? So good. So okay. So according to the Rif says that chayshit that sveik over here means that the Rif's lashon is that midiraisa it is no nothing, but Chazal were misaken a get misaf a get Chazal were misaken a get midrabbanim basically. Okay. What is the essential difference between the two lishrenes according to the Rif?
There's a
takana
derban.
Correct. In other words, the second lashon, the Rambam, again, Rif and Rambam. Rambam read the Gemara the way that we read the Gemara. Two lishrenes, lashon number one is that Nosan Huva Amrahi, first Lushan, Znasa Kimi, nothing, no Kidushan, nothing was Chal. Second Lushan is ambiguity, we're Mesupik Sofik. According to Rambam, we have to understand why Nosan Huva Amrahi, why is there a machlokes of whether it's Vade or Sofik. Right? Torah says Kikach. So where does the Sofik come from? According to Riv, both Lishonis are saying what? No?
Derisa is nothing.
You have this Nakuda. Both Lishonis are saying Midei Rice is nothing. Both Lishonis are saying Nasa, Kilu Nasa Kimi. Alright? The difference between Lushan 1 and Lushan 2 is did Chazal make a Dinder Abbonon? What's their Dinder Abbonon? Chayshinon. Right? Who spells all this out? Iran. Alright? Quickly look in the Iran. How am I going to find it? Hold on one second. This is not the right place, correct? This is. Oh, because this is probably Haven Base, but Dape Harif. Okay. Was that?
Might be Gimel.
That's kind of what it is. How are we going to get this?
It's not Falaf.
Was that?
It's not Falaf. Not there, right?
Yes, what's faster? I'm not sure this is faster. Which is faster? We're almost there. Still, the Aleph Amud Beis in the original one?
Aleph Amud Beis, two Beis.
Aleph Amud Beis. Okay. Im Nosan Huva Amrahi, this is the Riv. Chayshinan Mine Rabbanon. Utsricha get. So Chayshin Min Rabbanon is very clear. Then Midei Raisa. No?
Nothing.
Alright? Run inside. I think previous Amud. Yeah. Okay, the Ran Tana Rabban in the case of a Kesef. Ran summarized the Gemara, Mit Tertin Belishna Basra. Sveika chayshinim in rabban. Nekil leimar. Sheimba acher v'kitsha tzvichiget mishneyim. Shema lehoyor v'yishonim kiddushim. V'doku rabbanan zal Allah. First kasha. All right, the kasha we've been discussing. V'efsha shelificha kosem ha-raviv. This is the Anu Chashev. Nakad gavne de pshitle v'shavak sveike. De benosna hiv amru na pshita levikdushin. Can you have it? Hi, Lishan Amida. V'chayshim in Rabbanan, Misapka li tuva. Says the Ran, I don't understand the Lashon. The Kevan de Sveiku, have a Sveika de Raisa. Hechi komar, the Chayshim in Rabbanan, Hamid Eraisa nami ikal amechash. Alright, that's the Kasha. How do you send the phrase? Sveiku hi, v'chayshim limin Rabbanan. There says, explains the Ran, Rav Alfasi's al kosa b'loshen hazeh b'halachis v'mnosanu v'omri chayshinon midirabonon etzricha get v'loi kosa sveikahu v'nirishu soiver d'chiyaminon sveikahu lav davke d'midina pshitalon d'leihavi kedushe kevanda omrahi. Right? In other words, so therefore, according to the Rif, there is no disagreement between the two Lashonos. Everyone says Nostanhu v'omrahi, it is does not satisfy Kiyikach. El Shecham v'chmir b'davar v'yosu kisafek. Why did Chachamim say, what are Chachamim's choices over here? Why did they make it, why kisafek? No? Was that?
They weren't going to allow
the second guy's kedusha v'chal because they weren't going to allow meikar adin. They're not married, right? So midrash said there's no suffix even. So midrabanan Chazal didn't make it into a vadai kedushin. They didn't want to make it into a kedushin. Because then she's Mekudesh and Rabbanon. Can't do much with the Kedushin and Rabbanon. Alright? Need to get me to Rabbanon. So she made her into a Sofek Mekudesh. Now what's trying to make a Sofek? What does it mean that mean? What is it? In other words, he comes to our Beis Din, and the situation is Nosanu v'omrahi. Mnei Raisa, not married. So what does it mean the Chazal made into a Sofek? Go ahead.
Now she has to either get married again to this guy or get a get, which will be moved to the whole thing to a dose.
But there was no suffix midiraisa.
Maybe it's like a marasayan kind of question. Because it looks like a good maasa kedushin.
Yeah.
I didn't think that it was. So,
essentially, thing. I'm just trying to figure out what is din derabbanan. Chazal made to a suffix. Go ahead. You see?
I mean, he says kiss suffix.
Right?
We treat it like a suffix.
They said, but they didn't. When this happens, right? Masadik, when this happens, Masadik Kiddushin, do another Kiddushin. Right? That's what we're saying. No? Go ahead. Oh, that's your Erva, Lashon.
Yeah, I was the Erva.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
She
says, Safek Eshesish. Made the Safek Eshesish. But again, what's the point? They wanted to get another Erva. Chazal's goal is to create an erva here. What was Chazal's goal? Go ahead.
I mean, they're mesupik, whether it was.
They're not mesupik. They know vaday they didn't. They were not mesupik. That's according to the Rif. According to Rambam, they're mesupik. 100%. According to the Rif, they're not mesupik. So what's talking the what's the dinner about? You only know say Ellie, sorry.
If someone else is going to come along and marry her, you're going to think he's marrying Ishesh. So they made it.
That's, but unless the Chazal would have done nothing.
So I'm used to the Christian's part with the second one.
Correct. So l'chor, what kind of a takana is this? What would you call this a gzeirish? What kind of, how would you classify this in Hilchas Derabbanan? Is that takana, a gzeirish shema? What kind of derabbanan is this? Gzeirish shema what?
Haroah.
So Adam would say, says it's really a maris ayin kevedin. A maris ayin. What maris ayin means, that they thought somebody did something wrong.
I mean, it was just a gizmo.
So what is it? No one tell us a mayor?
Isn't the original guy that typically
should
be married? Because he did it that way.
He is married to Raisa. Chazal, Mineraisa, he is married. Sorry, you're right. Mineraisa is not married, correct?
The guy thinks he's married, so the Tachanit can get the girl away from him thinking that she's actually married. Meaning the guy did the Kedushin illegally and it didn't really work.
So this is to protect. This is to protect the.
The girl.
So therefore, they announced that if this happens, we are going to make it ki'ilu with a suffix. Know what you say, Effie?
It sounds like the gzera, people shouldn't be messing around with condition. It's like, Chazal want to make sure that people don't mess around with matesh, not with hachamim, or...
What did Joshua say?
Something along the same lines, meaning like, it has to do with the gzera to protect the institution of kedushin to prevent people from reversing the gender roles.
Yeah, I said I'm not sure. No, it could be that is it a Effie and Josh are saying is that it's Chazal made a din. It's really a takana that people should never do a nasanu va'amrahi, right? Or Lozemeir is saying no, it's really to protect a person from running around thinking that he is married. That she is married when she's really not married. It's an interesting din. Exactly what were Chazal Mesakin
over? According to that, you should say she's not married. Why were you marrying Matal Sufik in the Kedushin? If the goal is to prevent people from thinking that she's married, so say she's not. There's no Kedushin.
No, because you could say the Rashba explains that the
whole
thing.
Hold the Rashba. Okay, good.
Based on the Ron and the Rash, I mean, yeah. Say like what other people are saying that's.
Say what? Ladder?
Based on what the Ron and Rash say, don't you have to say that it's like what other people are saying that's a Gezer Shema? I mean, there's.
Gzeir Shema what? Gzeir Shema what?
Maybe if another, the problem is that maybe if another person comes and is the Kaddisher, we don't know if
no, but according to we know. We know if another one comes and marries her, that he is married. Because the first is nothing.
But the point is this, like, in spite of the Midrash, because we know the Midrash is
okay, so I'm not sure. Hold on, Mary, just to be heading up from Chicago already. Let's go a little bit weiter. So now, we'll do the Hezra Dover. Okay, so now we have a Machloikis. Right? As a Machloikis between the Rambam and the Rif as to what's pshat in the second line of the Gemara. So now we're going to try to explain. What do we need to explain? What do we need to understand? Given the sugya, right? We have a din again. How far are we? We've said there's a din of kikach and not ki silokach or kisika. Good. We know there's a din that has to be omar nasanuva omarhu. Right? We know that if she gives the kesa kiddushin, nothing. All right. We now know there's a din of if he gives the kesa kiddushin, but she does the and she does an appropriate lashon, she says it right. She says areini mukadeshes, right? She says the right thing. Taisa says it couldn't be. That's a bad lashon, right? On the Dalman base, but she's areini arusa seich a gavaldig lashon. Good. So now we know in that nakudam, right? There is according to Riv less man de polig that. No, nothing happened. They're not married, even though he did. He gave the kid. He gave kesa kiddushin. Less man the polit. There's a question. Maybe Chazal made a din. We have to fill in and that din. According to Rambam, we have a machlekes l'shoynes in the sugya as to whether this is vaday nothing or whether we have a suffix. Right? Whether we have a suffix. Which way we have a suffix? So what's the nature of the, what's the machlokes? What are they arguing about? Did we satisfy kiyikach or not? No, so what's the machlokes? Rob used to say, his son said, and his father, when you have a a machlokes, that's when you have a problem. Problem meaning like in physics. That's when you have something you have to solve. Right? As long as you have a sheet, so that's the din. Kacha din. All right. Once you have a machlokes, and now you have to solve, what are the two sheetas? What are they saying? What's the nekudas machlokes? All right? We have two lishonis. It's even more difficult because, by the way, how can we resolve the kasha that the achronim have on Tosfos Beis and Dalet Amud Beis? Right? No?
This idea.
The what?
That it's a din derabanan.
No, yes. Okay, you have that? In other words, Dalet Amud Beis, we had a Tosfos. Tosfos said that when the Gemara said ki yikach, right? And the Gemara said that that we're learning the halacha of nos nahiva omer he tesed could not be. It doesn't make sense. It has to be the din of. So the catch of the achronim is how could tesed lim pshat that was the clear Gemara Daman base according to second mandam it's a suffix on Heyman base. And we give all the gateris now. Tesed holds like the riff. So the Rif Sugya was only whether there's a Din Rabbanon. But everyone was the Deiraisa was a L'chayra. The Deiraisa, it was not valid. Good. So now come back to the Nakuda, we'll have to figure out. We have to figure out what's the Nakuda Samachlaikis. So which of the Rishonim addresses this in the clearest way? Correct. Okay, so the Rashba. So please look at the Rashba. Ha nasanu va'omri. Pirish Rashi. This is by the famous Rashba. It's famous. Why is it famous? Was that?
It.
Not yet. No. Why is this a well-known Rashba? Why do Achronim discuss this Rashba? Was that? No. That's one reason, yeah, because he's Magdir Eidus for Kiddushim, yeah. So that is there as well, good. Okay, we'll see. You'll see. So the Rashba says, Hanosan Huva Omri Lav Havi Kiddushim, correct? Pirish Rashi's out. Didomi Lechisi Lokach Ishalish Ukvar Kosavti Lamala Beresh Michilton Bezam and Bez. The tilokach isha liish loy mashma ella shetisratza likidushin. Vikidushin ninu. Elohochi peirushoi. Techiyikach mashma shekola likuchin. Haino nesina vaamira tuluyin boy. Ukisha omrahi hamaleki sakiach es atzma. Vachain pirusha toisvis. Again, Pirish Rashi's out. The dummy, why is Nosanuva Omri, why is it nothing? Not good day Raisa. The dummy, Lechisi Lokach Ishalish. And that's Nasa Kimi. Says the Rashba, Ukvar Kasavti. And I already explained this in Beis and Beis. That when the Torah says, Kisik Kiigach, and not Kili, and did not say, Ki Tilokach, Leimashma Ella should disrupt the kiddushin. No, what's the Rashba saying? What's Pshat in the Rashba? How's the Rashba explaining? What's he adding to what we already know? Go, Mayor.
We were trying to say Rashi.
So how does he explain it? Elohi perushay dechiyikach mashma shekol ali kuchen. What's Pshat kol ali kuchen? Was that? Not all kinyanim, but the entire, right? The entire kinyan, kolali kuchen. Now, how does he explain that it means kolali kuchen? What does it even mean? The entire kinyan. What's that? Entire guy. Kinyan's a kinyan. What do you mean, entire kinyan? No? Folks, what does that mean?
The mice and the das.
The mice and the das. The mice and the das. Tehainu nesina v'amira, tuluyin boy. Is it conceivable that if the maisa is done by one person and the das is by the other person, that's a kinyan?
Yes.
What's that?
Sadi Mefarla.
No, what do you mean?
You pay the guy money and he says the emir to you. My field is yours.
Okay. No, so?
It is conceivable.
No, but who's does the meicher have the das in that case?
They both need to have das.
What's that?
They both need to have das.
By kinyanim, the main thing is das makne. Main thing is das makne. Chorin kinyan also said das. So what does it mean? Kol she kol ali kuchen that nesina va'amira tuluyin boy ukeshe omer he have a lake isakiyach. There's another interesting lashon. What's this lashon? Elisha tisratze loy mashma ella. It means she tisratze lekidushin. Vekidushin dinu. What does that mean? Tisratze lekidushin. What does it mean? Was that? Is that what it means? What does tisratze?
It's not bal korcha.
Correct. It's not bal korcha. How much? What level of das is that? Minimal. She tisratze. She's accepting it. She's open to it. Tisratz, that's good. Mask him. That's tisratz. Right? So it says the Rajba, Pshat, when the Gemara darshan ki yikach, v'lo ki si lokach, right? It says, the ti lokach ish alish lay mashma ella, that loshan, of ki that we're saying ki ti lokach ish alish, that means che tisratz, we need to have haskoma, right? And ki yikach means she kol ali kuchen the hainu nesina va'amira tuluyin boy. So I understand what it means that the nesina is totally boy. He has to do the nesina. Good. What's pshat that the amira is totally boy?
He also has to say.
He has to say. Is saying an important part of a kid? Do we need to have to? No, we say kluger.
No, the amira is all just megala das to the girl.
They have to have a gili das.
Yeah.
But you have to have an explicit gili das. Do you need a gili das bechlal? Do you need? Are you a sukkim vayse inyan?
Not for mechira, not for you.
For mechira, the kinyan should be megala das. No, no. What'd you say?
Most rias like it says, if you're also inyan, you don't need like you don't say you don't need to say hayat kadesh li, because she already knows you're talking about.
She knows. All right.
Why would you need to see the shmiya? Mira was just something about being Megala Das. As long as the Edom see it, as long as the Edom see the Nesina happening, they see that this is clearly something which clearly something where they're both consenting, it's fine. It appears
to Megala Das the Edom too, because as we said, you can't go by the way of the person.
So one second. So the Rajbaz has been Nasanuva Amrahi Loavikidushe is because apparently the Torah, when the Torah says Kiikach, it means that what? It means that we need the Anisina and Amira totally boy. That means that if there's going to be a Gili Das, who is going to be in charge of being Megala Das?
The man.
The man, right? Because all we require of the woman is and just being maskim. So the fact that all we require is askoma seisha, that means that she is not going to be the driver of the being megala das. He has to be the one who drives the gili das. Good? So far, so good. So that would be why if nosanuva omrahi, so now she's taken over that job of the kinyan. Kol ali kuchen. They're different parts of the kinyan. Right? Call it mais and gili das, fine. Tell him Mais and Amira. Kiyikach means the Torah said he has to do the kinyan in its entirety. And if the kinyan is not done in its entirety by the husband, what do we say? Nothing. Garnished, right? So therefore, Nosim Avi, Lav Havi Kiddushin. Alright? Avul Nosim Uvar Misveiko V'chayshin V'nei Rabbonon. The second Mahalach in the sugya, right? Sveikahi. Dim toimar. Nosan huva omrahi. Amayna mekudeshes gemura. Darmina lakam somach. Hayimedaber ima aliske gita vikidushem nosan la. V'loi pirish, and basically, Amr Diyoy, that's good enough. What's the Rosh Bo's kasha? Kasha, all the Mishonim. What's the kasha?
It was an Omer.
Who's that?
It was an Omer.
So who did the Amir? Who did? You require a Mice and Amira. Has to be entirely his. Oh, who did the Gili Das with the Amira over here? Could be the parents may have done it, right? They were schmoozing about getting married, sitting around the table getting married. The Chos is not saying a word. He doesn't know what's going on. Right? Kala doesn't know what's going on. Right? The parents are schmoozing. They want to come a chutan with each other. Wouldn't it be nice? Right? And all of a sudden, in the context of the parents schmoozing about the wedding, they haven't said a word to each other. Chosin says, all right, sees the opening, gives her a ring. Now who did the Amira? The parents of the Amira. Third party Amira. Right? So if third party Amira works, so how can I say, call it the Kuchen? Amira and the sins been by the husband? Here there was no Kiikach, Vetirsu Batoismus. Tacha b'shaloi deru mi'ikra b'iske kidush and kalal. So Taisvah says, En hachanami. 100% right. Right? En hachanami. Over here we're talking about a case where they were not discussing. But in the event that they were discussing, Elahashu de Amra lay tenli dinim v'skadish, anilach, v'nosan, v'loi pirish, taloi omar iumide, lehashlam yikra. The afalpi shadavor marin diladas masha omra loy nosanhu, and even though it looks like that he is responding to what she said, ukamoshe pirish mikol mokaim again. So now, what is the Rajba addressing right now? What's the Rajba addressing? He quoted the Tosfos. Tirtzu b'Tosfos that enachanami asukan oisa inyan means that nobody says anything. Okay, but
no one,
right?
No one has.
I'm sorry. The our case is the case of shalei diru miyik enachanami asukan oisa inyan. It would work. Asukan oisa inyan. Right, the Gemara says, and then Nosanu v'Omri according to Tosfos, to be tirtu b'Tosfos, the Hacha b'Shalei Diba Mikra B'Yisgei Kedushin Kalal Elahashta who the Omra lay, she says to him, Tenli Diner, and I'll get married. V'Nosanla, and he gives her V'Loi Pirish. She didn't say a word. Tolei Omar Iumide. So Loi Hashav L'Mikra. Not before, not now. So that's our case. All right. V'hod amrina l'kama and 10 mona l'ploini. You have all these other cases we'll get to Mitzvah Shem where the girl says to give the money to Yenim to another person. So then those only work b'shechozarhu. V'om l'shas nesina. He has to then say b'shas nesina. Ha'mukudeshes. But if he doesn't say it, ain't a mukudeshes. V'afal pi shedvor marin del lasma she'om aloi nosanu. All right? Says the Rashba, in a situation where it looks pretty clear that he is responding to what she wants. Give the money to Pliny and I will be married to you. Halacha, if he does not say, B'nesina zu, Haram HaKudeshes, they're not married. Even though, HaDvarin Marin, D'ladas Mashar Nosano, U'kumayshin Pirish, Domi. So what's the Hezra Dover, if we wouldn't go Vaita in Rashba? What would the reason be why he has to repeat himself and say, Harem HaKudeshes? No? Ki Yikach Kol HaLikuchen. Good? We have to be on the same Nakuda right now, and we'll miss the Rajba. Alright? Rajba explained, what's Pshat in Ki Yikach? He said, with great clarity, Ki Yikach means Kol HaLikuchen. Kol HaLikuchen means Amira and Maisa, correct? So therefore the halacha, nos nahi va omrahi, why is it no good? Nos nahi va omrahi? Nothing. Nos nahi va omarhu? Right? Missing the maisa, correct? Good. So now the Rashba says, a situation where the woman says to the husband, if you'll give the money to Pliny, I'll marry you. Correct? That's what we call the din of Ore. We'll do that later on. He probably did it already in Bikiyas. Right? So says the Rajba, that only works if he repeats and now says, correct? Why? No, why? What should the next line of the Rajba be? Because if not, she'll have done the Amira, correct? Says the Rajba, Mikol Mokai Ma'odas Eidem Be'inon. Mekadosh Lo Yedim Nechon LeKidushin. Im Kain, Kevon Shalei Pirish, Kain, Ve'efsha Shalashay Matona Nosan. Ve'leshim Kidushin, Avabli Shum Oida. Says the Rajba, big bomb. 20 lines after, he had such great clarity of Kika. That's why it's a famous Rajba, because it's called the famous theory in the Rajba. Says the Rajba, you know why it doesn't work? Because we require Edom. And Edom require clarity. Edom have to know what's going on. And if Edom are looking at this, and she says, Harry, he says, and when he gives the ring to her, she says that Harei Ani Arusa Seich, they don't know with the clarity that Edom require what's going on in his mind. They know what's going on in her mind. But for her, we need Shetis Ratzah. They don't know what's happening. In his mind is he's saying, sounds good, we'll get married. Or, I'm going to give her a gift. We'll get married in a few days. Maybe not get married. How odd does Eidim mean that the Mekash Bala Eidim in Choshen Lekidushin? That's an important din and Daf Samechei. Chosen and Kala got eloped. Right? They got married at a destination wedding. It was Gevaldik, not even Eidim. No Masada Kiddushin, not in Adam. Gavaldik, right? They come back and the parents say, after the wedding, say, we did it already. We took out the Mishnah, Hamu Kudeshli, the Bazo, all right? They say, what about Adam? And the Chazan Kala say, Adam? We're both masking. Right? No, what do you mean, Adam? I agree, Shiv. Adam, if I borrow money from you, you need Adam so that you don't run away with my money, right? I sell you something, we need Adam, so make sure that you carry liability, right? No give backs. We're masking. We'll write a document that we're masking, we're married. No, halach is nothing, right? Why nothing? So from here, because why? Eidei kiyum, right? What's the chiluk between Eidei kiyum and Eidei raya? You know what's the chiluk?
Eidei raya of any other kinyanim, usually the kinyan was still chal.
Eidei raya means ein eidei raya nivrei l'shakre. Eidei raya is proof, but the event took place. I borrowed money from you. I'm chayv to pay it back, with eidim, without eidim. I'm chayv to pay it back. Right? Eidim will help me get the money back from you. Eidim will keep you honest. That's eidei raya. Eidei kiyum means without eidim. Right? Without eidim, nothing happened. Eidei kiyum adam. Best Hezber, know what's a good Hezber for Eidei Kiyum? No, best Hezber. Not an example, best Hezber. Why do you think, what's the function of the Eidim?
Just to watch.
What's that?
Just to witness.
No, what's that, Yaakov?
They're part of the marriage. They're part of the marriage process in Eidei Kiyum. Without them, the marriage is
good, involved. Good. Okay. But what do they do? But they're not the verification. We both mask him.
Doing it in front of them is part of the formula.
Is that what you say?
Doing it in front of them is part of the formula.
Close, good.
If there's no aid in there, then you actually didn't do it. It doesn't matter.
Well, the tree falls in the forest. They're married. They gave this. She's wearing the ring. He bought it on Monday. She's wearing it on Wednesday. We know gave it to her. No? Yehuda.
Sure, that's not just to stop Antonio.
They both mask him, was that? They both say it was Kiddush. No, what did you say?
To establish proper
Gemara Stas. It could be. It could be that when I do something in front of people, I have stronger commitment. It could be I didn't, a Shirin Gemara Stas. Could be. Hold on, Vinny. So now it says the Rashba that since we require Edim, so this is here's the Nakuda, that the purpose of the Edom may be different than Edei Raya. But the, and in fact, you go a step deeper, it could be that since the purpose of the Edom is different, it requires greater, certainty and greater, no, clarity. He says the Edom were there. He said nothing. The best they can say is, looks like he wanted to get married. After all, she said, we're getting married. She said, Harayat, Haray Ani Arusa Seich, Arusa Scha. And then he gave the ring. So Edom are there and they'll say, look, she says, A, he gives the ring, L'chayram, the ghetto wedding, no? So what are they really saying? They're really saying the Kavonas, we can figure out the Kavonas Halev. But the Edom, we asked Edom, are you 100% certain? Mamash, would you make a shvud deraisa on it? Not shvud deraisa, no. I don't have that kind of certainty. Right? Maybe he was thinking in his mind, she thinks he's getting married. Buy me more time. I'm really getting married now. But Shalik Abdenu Acher, maybe he's thinking, now I'll see whether the Shver really is going to come through with a decent deal. 4 years learning, 5, 10 years of learning, right? Until now it's all a suffix, right? So we don't really know what's going on in his mind, right? So says the Rajba, what's the problem with Nosan Huva Omrahi? No?
You know that his
das
is legitimate.
It's a Chesaron Eidus. So now the question is, what's, how do you figure out Pshat and the Rashba? We have two Gevaldik and Pshatim in the Sugya. Right? Again, what are we holding in the Sugya? We have Nosanu Va'omrahi. We're following the Shita, according to the Shita of the Rambam, that everybody, according to the Shita of the Rif, everybody holds it's not a good Kiddushin. We have two favorim. Not a good Kiddushin because the Chesaron in. No? Kiikach. And according to, or we could say it's a Chesaron in. Eidus, good. According to the Rif, we have a machloikis. Now, what's the nekudas hamachloikis? Either nekudas hamachloikis could be either in the din of kikach means kolalikuchen. Do we have kolalikuchen or not? Or it could be in the requirement of Eidus. Only problem is the two beautiful hezberim, but why would the Rashba say both? What's Pshat in the Rashba? What is Pshat in the Rashba? No, what would you say, Vinny?
Fundamentally, why do we care about Amira? So he's not going to say, oh, you know why we care about Amira, but like, you know, fundamentally, because Kiika says it. That's not answering the question. It's like, okay, we know that you need Amira, why does Amira matter? He's saying the reason Amira matters is because the Amira will tell, is because an Amira will make the Amira wonder something that didn't see it.
So Vinny is not a bad pshat, but is that a correct reading of the Rashba? And what Vinny is saying is the following. Vinny is a chiddush. He's saying the whole din of Gilei Das is a din of Eidus. Who are you saying? He's saying the whole din of the, we require a certain clarity. We require Kol Alikuchen Shaloi. So Vinny says, where does the din come from? It comes from that the Eidim have to have a Yediyah Berura. That's part of Eidus. It's not a bad pshat. But I would claim that the Rashba didn't say that. No? Who would support what I'm saying? The Rashba? Is that, did the Rashba say it or didn't say it? What'd you say? No? Kluger, what'd you say?
Seems like the Rashi is saying the Amir is not part of Tika. You could kind of create a case where we could have.
No, why would you say that?
Because it's all about the Amir is Das. And because that, I guess, like the Rashi was saying.
But, thank you very much. Okay, but, Blachar, if you go back to the beginning of the Rashba.
That's why the famous Rashba is here.
I mean,
No, because I think what we're saying is if we have any Amira at all.
Famous Rosh Bo's have to be resolved before Mincha. They're not so famous, he can wait till tomorrow. No, but he says, hold on, Josh, but he says, over here he said, the Tziloka Chisha Leish, Leimash Me'ela. Have a kiksikiyach, dalam and base, kiyach, dalam and base, Benny. Bezam and base, Rajbod doesn't mention Eidos at the very, very end. He says kiyikach. No, so what are you going to say? That the din of kiyach, that's the din of Eidos? No? What are you going to say?
It's
no, we say Kluger.
Rashba, that we always said, Rashba always believed Kedushin was like just a Kenyan. It's not a Maisa Kedushin. Like
good, okay, so Kenyan, good.
Meaning, so since it's just a Kenyan, all you need is the Gemira is that. So let's say they were talking about Kedushin before, and then she does the Amira.
Whoa, just resolve to me the question. I want to understand. Rashba says, first of all, he says, it's a, we learn the din from Kiyikach. And then he says, it's a din in the requirement of Eidos. I have to have Eidos, I need to have a Yediyah Brura. I can't, I have to know Kavanas Aleim. So is it a chisorin and kik? No? What would you say? It bothers you, Effie? It's a problem.
Tell me, I don't know if I can explain why this should be true, but maybe we can say that if we're going to end up with a suffix,
yeah,
then the tzad that says that it might work can't be saying it might work because Amira doesn't mess up the kikah aspect of it.
It's an interesting word. Evie's saying that the amira of the woman is a hafkah. He's doing his kiyikach. Everything's gavaldik, right? But when Omer he, she's mafkia, she messes it up. One of the great Rosh Shiva said that. The Rabbi Berman had that mahalach. It doesn't help the Rajba though. It doesn't help the Rajba. Who's seen the, who worked in the Rajba already? Who's in the Milum in the Rajba? The Granat. Okay, so that's the room for you. So we'll work on the Rajba, figure it out. There's an Abni Milum that you have all in the footnotes. The Granat and the Abni Milum, all trying to work it out. Okay? There's also almost every Rosh Hashiva that's trying to figure out this Rajba. Okay, so let's see what you can.